Hello and welcome to Following the Truth. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, April the 24th. I'm Gary Zimak, and it is great to be back with you. I love doing these five-minute podcasts and judging your comment like them too. I think it's doable, isn't it? 5 minutes a day, we can fit that into our schedules. Today we're going to talk about Jesus and the Father, and as I typically do, I'm going to look at the gospel from today's daily mass. And sometimes we look at Jesus and God the Father as having different messages, or especially if you look at the Old Testament, and God seems, and I was in a men's group, a small men's group one time. And somebody commented, he said, I like what Jesus says in the New Testament, but God in the Old Testament, he sounded mean. And you know, what you got to consider is the fact that those, at the time when those Old Testament readings were first written, when the books of the Old Testament were first written, the people were used to worshiping pagan gods. They were in a lot of ways, they were very uncivilized. And God had to find a way to deal with them, to reveal himself. It was a gradual, the revelation was gradual. And God was working with people who didn't even know that God was a father and he could love them. So it was difficult. So he had to speak in words that they would be able to understand. And gradually, as time went on and people became more familiar with God, who he was, what he wanted us to do, and how much he loved us. And then Jesus came on the scene, and Jesus was speaking in a language that seems a little softer in many ways. It seems more reasonable, more loving. But in reality, if you want to know God the Father, you just listen to Jesus, because Jesus is the full revelation of God the Father. So the reading today, the gospel today, talks about that. If you want to know God, the best way to do it, you could look at the Old Testament, but you're going to get a different image of God. You've got to really treat the Bible as a whole and look at the words of Jesus as the ultimate revelation of who God is. Because if you just go to the Old Testament, you're only getting a partial picture. Because the New Testament, in a sense, completes the Old Testament. Doesn't wipe it out. It just amplifies it so that we can better understand it. So with that in mind, let's look at the gospel from today's daily mass, John chapter 12, verses 44 through 50. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to speak and say. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." So if you're struggling, and I know a lot of people do struggle with this idea of God, especially as Father, we can wrap our brains around Jesus because we've seen images of him, especially on the crucifix. We can hear his words. We can better understand him. God the Father is a little more mysterious. But if you want to get to know God the Father, pay attention to the words of Jesus, because Jesus is delivering the message of the Father. So that's the theme of the show today. That's what I wanted to get across. If you want to get to know the Father, and I recommend you do. We don't want to just speak to Jesus. Jesus told us, go into your room in private and speak to the Father. He said to ask the Father for what you need. He didn't just say forget about the Father. But ultimately, if you want to get to know the Father, listen to the words of Jesus. And that's how you're going to get an idea of who God is, what he's all about. As always, have a great day, and I look forward to joining you tomorrow on the program. Bye-bye now.